We are learning Masechtas Zvachim. We are in the seventh paragraph up to Mishnah Dalet, a very lengthy Mishnah, which begins as follows. A person has this bird which is being brought as an offering, more specifically for an Ola, an elevation offering, which, as we know, is completely consumed on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim. No one has any right to eat from this animal. She'asa l'mata. Now, it was done incorrectly that when it came to the sprinkling of the blood, it was put on the mata, the bottom of the Mizbeach, which we discussed. There's a chud hasikra, this line which separates the top part and the bottom part of the Mizbeach. And he incorrectly sprinkled the blood on the bottom, which is the way that one would sprinkle the blood for a chatas, for a sin offering. Not only that, but he also did the malika. He also slaughtered the bird in the improper way, kemasi chatas, just as one would for a sin offering, namely that he did not separate the head from the body. He only cut one of the two simanim, either the esophagus or the trachea, and it was shem chatas, that even in his thoughts, his machshava was also for the sake of a sin offering. So he did everything wrong. At least initially, it was supposed to be for an ola, for an elevation offering. But instead, the way that he did it, and also the way that he thought about it, had all the intentions for it to be in the chatas. And therefore, it makes sense, perhaps afterwards, that this Kohen felt that he was allowed to eat it, because a chatas, unlike an ola, one is allowed to eat. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mo'alin Ba. Rabbi Elazar says that if someone would partake and eat from this bird, thereafter, there would be a violation of Me'ila. And one is not allowed to derive benefit from things of Kodesh, which you don't have a right to benefit from. And therefore, even though he did all the actions like a chatas, the reality is it was an ola. Even though he did everything incorrectly, the fact is it was an ola elevation offering. And therefore, he will have violated Me'ila for having eaten it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Mo'alin Ba. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no. He says one will not be violating Me'ila, even though it was initially for an ola, but since his thought process was for a sin offering, and his actions was for a sin offering, therefore we consider it as though it was a chatas, and therefore if he would, the fact that he ate from it, he will not violate Me'ila. Just to see two more lines in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua, who he just, Rabbi Yeshua said that Ein Mo'alin Ba, sorry, Omer Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar feels that Me'ila there should be, that you should not be allowed to eat this, and if you did, you'd be, have to bring an offering. Says Ma'im Chatz, we think about a sin offering. She'ein Mo'alin Ba L'shma, that if a person would do everything correct, then certainly after eating this carbon, which you're allowed to do, there would be no Me'ila. Kishashina es Shema, however, when it comes to a Chatz, a sin offering, if you would do something differently, then Mo'alin Ba, then you would have these consequences. So Ola, so as in our situation, dealing with an Ola Sa'ov, this bird for an elevation offering, Shemu'alan Ba'lishma, that even if it was done properly, if a person would eat from it, one would violate Me'ila, because after all, no one's supposed to eat it, it's supposed to be on the Mizbeach. So Kishishina Shlishma, once you change, as we did in this case, Enodin Shema'uba, then certainly you should violate Me'ila. And there, through the means of a Kavach Omer, the Rebbe Eliezer feels that in fact a person who would have eaten from this carbon would violate Me'ila. Of course, we're going to see the rest of this Mishnah, which and we'll see tomorrow how Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with this Kavach Omer. God bless.